Hello children, today I'll be teaching science of class 4 and the topic is food and nutrition. All living things require food to live. Food contains different nutrients needed by the body. Some food products help you to grow while some give you energy. We can divide food into different groups according to what they do for the body. Bodybuilding food. Proteins help to make a body healthy and strong. Meat, egg, fish, chicken, milk, etc. are good sources of protein. Energy giving food. Carbohydrates are the main energy giving food. Therefore, people who do physical work need a lot of sugar and starch. Carbohydrates are found in rice, wheat, sugar, potato, etc. Fats. Fats give us more heat and energy than starch and sugar. They help to keep the body warm. Butter, ghee, cheese and cream contain a lot of fat. Minerals. Minerals are needed to build healthy bones, teeth, skin and blood. Iron, calcium, phosphorus, iodine and salts are some important minerals that you need. Fresh fruits, vegetables, milk and cereals contain minerals. Vitamins. Vitamins keep our bones and skin healthy. They help to improve our eyesight, give us energy and prevent us from many infections. Vitamins and minerals keep our body fit and free from diseases. They are therefore called protective food. Balanced diet. A diet that contains all the nutrients that a body needs in right amounts is called a balanced diet. Digestion. Digestion is a process by which complex food substances change into simple soluble form in the presence of enzymes. Our digestive system consists of mouth, stomach, liver, small intestine and the large intestine. Digestive juices from our mouth, stomach and small intestine help to digest the food. Good or healthy eating habits. Take your food at fixed hours. Chew the food well. It helps to digest the food better. Eat a balanced diet. Never eat in between meals. Eat in a relaxed manner. Drink plenty of water every day. Wash your hands before and after eating. Clean your mouth after eating. Cooking food. We eat raw as well as cooked food. Fruits and some vegetables are eaten raw. They must be washed well before eating in order to remove dust from them. Cooking makes the food more tasty. It makes the food softer and easier to digest. Some food items may contain germs. Cooking kills the germs and make the food items harmless. Things to remember while cooking. Do not wash the vegetables after cutting them. Leafy vegetables, tomatoes, cauliflowers, carrots and eggs, etc. should not be overcooked. Overcooking destroys the vitamins. Food preservation. Food is valuable. It should neither be wasted nor spoiled. Cooked or uncooked food can be stored to be used later. This kind of storing food is called food preservation. We have ways of preserving food so that it stays fresh for a long time. By canning. Food that is put into cans and bottles is kept free from air. Certain chemicals are added to the food to preserve it. These are called preservatives. Cold storage. Food can be frozen. Food like milk, egg and meat are easily spoiled. But they can stay longer at low temperatures. Bacteria which spoil food cannot grow at very cold temperatures. Salting. Some food products can be salted. Bacteria cannot grow in a salted food. Dehydration. Some food items are dehydrated by removing water from them. Thus, they are sealed in tins or packets. With this, children, we come to the end of a lesson. Thank you, children.